My workday playday peeps. It's your girl, Erin, sliding into your week like a confident turtle. Calm, quiet, and ready to crush it. Where confident turtle came from, I've got no clue, but that's how we're starting off the show. So welcome to your workday playdate snack, the tiny treat that packs a big leadership punch in literally just a few minutes. Today's snack is going to go out to all my deep thinkers, my back row observers, and my spreadsheet sorcerers. Yep, I'm talking to my introverted peeps and the leaders who love you. Let's snack, y'all. Okay, so picture this. You're in a team meeting. The extroverts are riffing. The whiteboard is filling up. And you notice someone on your team hasn't said a word. You know they've got gold in their head, but they haven't chimed in. Or maybe that person is you. We have built so many of our workplaces around the loudest voice in the room. But when we only value volume, we silence vision. Let me say that again. When we only value volume, we silence vision. And trust me, your quiet teammates, they are not checked out. They are tuned in. So what can we do about it? You know, I've got a simple outside of the box improv hack for you. It is an improv inspired leadership tweak that actually works. And it's one I've never actually shared before here on the show. We always love to give you a little bite-sized game to take back with you in these snacks. So this one is called the character swap hack. So the next time you're leading a team meeting or you're preparing for one, I want you in your mind to pick a quiet teammate. You don't have to tell them, okay? Just pick them, think about them, and then ask yourself, how would that person lead this meeting? What would Susan emphasize? I'm always using Susan as an example. This is not a real life example. I just like to say the name Susan. How would Susan make space? So you're thinking about that person, the quiet teammate, how they would lead, what they would emphasize, and how they would make space. Now, here's the improv part. You're going to lead the first 5 minutes of the meeting as if you were them. Okay? Yep. Channel their tone, their pace, their precision. The person I'm thinking about on my team has a slower pace, is just a bit more slow in their delivery, but very thoughtful in what they say. And ask questions to make sure everybody's on board in the process. So think about that person and then lead the first 5 minutes of the meeting as if you were them. Because in improv, we play characters to stretch beyond ourselves. And when you lead like somebody else, just for a moment, you build empathy, you slow down, and you start seeing the quiet brilliance around you. And here's the bonus, y'all. It is fun, okay? You'll walk away with new awareness and maybe a better meeting vibe. Listen, you listen to this show. You know I'm high energy. So if I were to do the character swap hack with my team, it would be a totally different meeting. And I'm actually going to try this today because I think it's a really cool activity. I've done it before with teams, but I'm going to do this with my team today just to even hold myself accountable. So if this little nugget got your brain a-buzzing, then you cannot miss this Wednesday's full episode. It is episode 292 of the Workday Playdate podcast, and it is called 5 Improv Leadership Tips to Bring Out the Best in Your Quiet Teammates. 5 Improv Leadership Tips to Bring Out the Best in Your Quiet Teammates. And we get right to the punch. It's a 5-step process, and they are going to pack a big leadership toolkit for you. I'm breaking it all down, backed by research, improv magic, and practical steps you can use with your team literally immediately. So I want you to know this snack is brought to you by Improve It. We are an improv-infused talent development company for the new generation of work, where we teach leaders how to laugh, lead, and level up with our improv-based training that actually works. And listen, if you are planning a big team offsite, a conference, or an all-hands, with 100+ people, whether in person or virtual. I don't want you to miss out on our newest offering. It's our high energy keynote, The Introverted Leader. It is led by our hilarious Senior Director of Talent, Christy Vaughn, a certified introvert, improviser, and total vibe bringer. She will show your team how to step up without burning out. So hit the link in the show notes to book or learn more. It's www.learntoimproveit.com. That's learntoimproveit.com, and tell them I sent you. So you've got your improv hack. You now know about this amazing opportunity to bring the Introverted Leader keynote to your team. Let's center for a second. Let's get into our weekly affirmations that I want you to repeat after me, either quietly or out loud. Ready? Your first one. I lead with intention. I lead with intention. I honor every voice in the room. I honor every voice in the room. I create space for brilliance to emerge. I create space for brilliance to emerge. Even in the quiet, I am powerful. Even in the quiet, I am powerful. Now, grab your journal or that notes app on your phone, and I want you to chew on these journal prompts for this week. Number one, who on your team shows up quietly but consistently, and how can I recognize them this week? Who on your team shows up quietly but consistently, and how can I recognize them this week? Number two, when have I mistaken silence for disengagement? When have I mistaken silence for disengagement? And number three, what's one meeting I can lead differently using the character swap hack? What is one meeting I could lead differently using the character swap hack? I want you to set a timer for 5 minutes. Don't overthink it. Just write out these answers. So my peeps, that is your bite-sized brain boost for the day. Go be the kind of leader who notices the magic before it needs to shout. And if you're feeling fancy, send this snack to a fellow introvert lover or drop us a comment and a 5-star rating on iTunes or Spotify. It helps us bring other people to the play date. And I would love to bring more people to the joy that we bring here on this show. I'm so excited to see what quiet brilliance you unlock this week. And you know what I'm going to say. Until next time, keep failing, keep improving, and remember that every workday is a playdate waiting to happen. I'll see you here on Wednesday.